Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday school time. I'd like to just start with a word of prayer. Lord, I just thank you that we can be reminded of your blessings on us. Thanks for this day. And I just pray that you would meet with us here in this service, beginning now in the Sunday school, and draw our hearts and our minds to you. In Jesus' name, amen. The last little while as a family, with Darlene dealing with Lyme's, the past 6 months, it's really been tough at home, and the agonizingly slow recovery has been hard. And if Darlene still struggles just to do basic things sometimes, and I just feel so blessed to be a part of this church. I was telling someone a couple weeks ago that we hadn't made our own food probably for a month and a half. And because of you, many of you bringing meals, and it's been such a blessing. One of the things that I've been thinking about lately, and it's been a lot of my life, I've been able to do something about most difficult things that I bump into. And here's one thing that I haven't been able to do anything about. And it's not something I've been able to fix or solve. And sometimes I've felt like cursing. Sometimes I've feeling like breaking something or just plain running away. And it's probably been one of the most helpless experiences of my life with where my wife is. And moments when I haven't been able to pray. And one of the things that we've been hanging on to as a family is the truth that God is with us. He's here, and he knows all about us. He knows me well enough to search me, knows me well enough to father me. He knows you that well, too. I want to read some from Psalm 139. There's a lot of comfort here. Lord, you've searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my laying down. You're familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you've laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me and your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place and when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand, and when I awake, I'm still with you. I'm going to jump down to 23 there. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. One of the ways this passage comforts me, comforts us, is God knows us. And he knows what we're going through. He knows what we're facing. And he knows tomorrow, too, what we're going to face. And I asked Alicia to play a song just as kind of a prayer as we head into the Thanksgiving, or we're in the Thanksgiving time. And I'm just really thankful that the Lord knows my name.